Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston. And if you are a first-time listener of our show, we would absolutely love to hear from you. You can join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and also our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And right now, it is time to go around the horn. We're going to visit with one of the best that has ever been a part of baseball history, from winning two world championships with the Big Red Machine and playing and patrolling some of the same outfield with his very own son. We're talking about Ken Griffey Sr., who has seen and done it all in professional baseball. It is always such an honor to have you with us at YSR. How are you, Kenny?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We so enjoyed having you on in the month of May, and I know that there was a lot of other topics that we wanted to get into and relive a number of memories. First off, give us an update on your Reds. I mean, they've hung around that 500 mark all season, but they really have had to muscle through some ups and downs, and they've had their recent struggles on the road. What's your assessment?
Well, I mean, that's going to happen during the course of the year. It's a long season. Pitching staff, it's starting to get a little better. I know Johnny Cueto's been the top pitcher on our staff, and they're doing fine. We started out a little slow. They tried to put a little pressure on Billy Hamilton, you know, but he's a rookie. And he ended up, now he's starting to play very well now. So I think it's just a little time. They should be okay.
You know, Ken, they've had 9 consecutive road losses. And when you're in a funk like that, I mean, how do you survive a cold streak? I mean, what kind of advice do you give? I mean, that obviously is the reality of, for any team, that they go through with that throughout the course of a season. I mean, you're going to have your hot streaks and you're going to have your cold ones. What's the formula to success to get through it?
Well, that's basically, you know, you're going to be playing every day. And you just do your best every day. And you have fun doing it. That's the difference. You know, once you start having fun, you enjoy yourself. And you get better and better as the season goes along. But, yeah, every team's going to go through ups and downs. They're going to have their problems. But you just try to work through them, and you'll get better as the time goes on.
Well, the Reds certainly do have very high expectations, despite having a number of injuries. They certainly had their offensive woes and their bullpen struggles. I mean, how do you see them finishing out the season?
Well, I'm hoping they finish out pretty strong. I mean, they can only get better. You know, the problem we have right now, we lost Phillips for a while.
Right.
They said 4 to 6 weeks,
Brandon.
But I don't know. It's going to be tough with thumb ligament damage in your thumb. So we just have to wait. And that was a big blow on them. They still were struggling without Votto. So hopefully those guys get better. If they get better and they come back a little earlier, say around September or so, then you go into that mode the last 3 weeks of the season or 4 weeks of the season and see how well you do. But you got to just work through all that. You know, you got to have guys that come off the bench and help out, do their jobs, and you see if you get better.
You know, you're exactly right, Ken. Those are a couple of key players you're talking about with Brandon Phillips. I mean, one of the top offensive players. He had surgery earlier this month. And then Joey Votto. And I have to say, I just want to kind of get your perspective on this. I mean, he has had some criticism from the national media for his perhaps lack of aggressiveness at the plate. I mean, when you watch him, what do you see? I mean, what's your assessment there?
Well, to be honest with you, I have not really seen Joey. I've seen him in the minor leagues as much, but you know, I haven't watched very many Reds games because I've been doing a little travel. I still work with the Reds. I'm a rover, so I'm usually gone a lot in terms of going around to see the minor league team. So I haven't heard any criticism or even thought about, because I always thought Joey was a hard worker.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes out and does his job. You know, I mean, you got to say that because, first of all, he was MVP 1 year. So the MVP, you know, his work ethics and all that, I thought they were pretty good.
Yes, Ken Griffey is along with us tonight at YSR. Let's move ahead and let's get into your new book that you released a few months back. It is titled Big Red, Baseball Fatherhood and My Life in the Big Red Machine. There is no doubt. It is a wonderful read. And I know when you were on the program last time, we relived a number of memories, but I kind of want to get all of the listeners up to speed on what you're doing now, because you were just saying that you're a rover for the Reds. What all does that entail?
Well, it's being an instructor. You know, what I do is go around to all our minor league clubs, and I'm an outfield instructor, base running instructor, hitting instructor, and then I just try to help out, you know, with the coaching staff, you know, a long season for some of them, throw a little batting practice and help them out as much as possible. But usually I go 4 or 5 days to each club and try to help the younger kids just to try to get them better, and then we go through all routine sometimes where we do drills And then same with the hitting and all that. So those are the things I try to do.
So you're not semi-retired, are you?
Yes, I'm semi-retired, you know. But, I still enjoy it. I at least get a chance to see all our kids now. You know, it's not that I go see one club. For the last 3 years, I was in Bakersfield, yeah, California, as a manager. And I was only in one spot for like 6 months. So, this is a little easier in terms of just getting a chance to see the kids play every day. And I get to see all of them, you know, from rookie league all the way up to AAA.
Ken, you had an outstanding 19-year career in the major leagues, three-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion with the Cincinnati Reds. You also spent 5 years with the Yankees. And I have to ask you, we didn't get into this last time. What was your time like in New York? What was that experience like?
Well, it was a little turmoil, eh? I mean, you know, with the situation, we had 9 managers in 4.5 years there in New York. So it was a kind of a rotating door, you know. Players and managers were just going in and out, you know. It was a little hectic. Nothing consistent. That was the biggest problem I had. It wasn't anything consistent in terms of managerial stuff. And because they were going so fast. We had 2 years we had Billy Martin,
yeah,
2 years Yogi Berra, Clyde Kane too. Then we went to Gene Michaels, and they had Lou Piniella. So, and Bob Lemel was only there for two weeks. So, it was tough.
You know, and I bring up the Yankees because obviously this is the farewell to the captain, talking about Derek Jeter. He's had such an incredible career. 20 years with one club. I mean, that really is unheard of. You had, 11 years with the Reds. I mean, that's just such, it's kind of unheard of today, having that type of longevity with one particular club, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, I had played with two players that three. Johnny Bench was one. He played 15 years with the Reds, or 16 years with the Reds. And then you had David Concepcion and Barry Larkin. They all played 20 years, almost, well, 19 years, both of them played with the Cincinnati Reds. And, yeah, it's unheard of now because of the fact that the free agency is so well spent anymore. People will go for five, 6 years, and then they're already going to another club. So it's difficult this day and age to stay with the same team anymore.
Ken Griffey Sr. is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Here in a moment, we're going to highlight and relive a number of memories from his book, Big Red, Baseball, Fatherhood, and My Life in the Big Red Machine. And talking about Derek Jeter, I mean, when you evaluate his career, what comes to your mind? Because he really is a guy that did it the right way.
Well, you know, what goes to your mind, like you said, first and foremost, he was with the same team. And that was the Yankees. And when I was at the turmoil, we had the many people that were going in and out of the club were kind of tough. But for him to spend 20 years with the New York Yankees is a big positive in any respect. So Derek is one of the guys you got to really look up to and say he did everything the right way. And that's the positive thing.
You know, it's interesting, too, in your book you were talking about that your time in New York was important for a number of reasons. I guess you had a chance to spend time with your father, but also with your son, Ken Griffey Jr., because that's when you really, really discovered what an awesome baseball talent he was. And although your wife and kids, they remained in Cincinnati, Jr. would come out there and spend time with you, and you had a chance to take in hitting practice at Yankee Stadium. I mean, what an incredible memory, father-son.
Well, you know, Jr. was, like I said, he was a pretty good little talent. You know, when he told me that at 12 years old he wanted to be a major league player, so we decided to work a little differently. I tried to run him through some drills and all that kind of stuff. But I threw batting practice on the lot in Yankee Stadium down in the cage. By the time he was 14, I couldn't strike him out. I knew I had really something special then.
Ken Griffey Sr. has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. There's so many wonderful recollections and memories in the new book. It is titled Big Red, Baseball, Fatherhood, and My Life in the Big Red Machine. I know you're on the road right now, but is there a particular memory that stands out the most? Your time having the opportunity, you had mentioned earlier, Johnny Bench, you know, Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, just playing alongside some of the Reds legends. I mean, what was that like?
It was fun. You know, like I said, I was the youngest one on the club. So what I did was just try to play my game, do what I had to do, and they hit me in second in the lineup. So that was where I hit all the time when I was coming up. So it was pretty important to me, but I had a great time with them. Like I said, we were businesslike. We did what we were supposed to do and
sure,
didn't make very many mistakes. And we just went out and played hard every night, but we still had fun with it. Tony Perez made sure of that.
Ken Griffey Sr. has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and has been a part of more baseball history than almost anyone in the game, winning two world championships with the Big Red Machine. And we sincerely appreciate you dropping by. Thank you so much, Ken. We sincerely appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.